Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which is the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We have we always have substantial readings, but today the readings for this Sunday speak a great deal to my heart. So let's talk about this. The first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 1, and then verses 4 to 6. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, Cyrus, whose right hand I grasp, subduing nations before him and making kings run in his service, opening doors before him and leaving the gates unbarred. For the sake of Jacob, my servant, of Israel, my chosen one, I have called you by your name, giving you a title, though you knew me not. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. It is I who arm you, though you know me not, so that toward the rising and the setting of the sun, people may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord. There is no other. Brothers and sisters, that reading from the prophet Isaiah is a very, very, very important one for us today, especially here in our country, and I'm sure in many other countries as well. It is so easy to attempt to elevate ourselves, to make ourselves important, to get focused on ourselves and miss the intent of good leadership, the importance of good leadership, to lead the people of God, to lead a city, to lead an area, whatever we're called to, but to lead it doing God's will, because that's what will bear fruit. Whenever we seek to build our own kingdom, to accomplish our own ends, essentially for my glory, for my honor, for my prestige, it will not last, it will die. And everyone in it will die. No matter what it looks like on the outside, the glittering jewels of success, so to speak. If it's not being done with God, in God, and for God, it will not last. And many people make such projects, building a city, building a school, building whatever it might be, whatever we've invested ourselves in. If we stop there and say, this is a monument to my glory, oh, we don't use those words, but that's what we mean. Am I serving myself by my life, or am I serving the living God? Am I serving others for the sake of the living God, or is it for my benefit, for recognition for me? Why do I do what I do? It's an essential question, brothers and sisters. It's essential to answer that question. God tells us, I've called you by your name. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. It is I who arm you, though you know me not. In other words, he is the source. He is the origin of everything, brothers and sisters. Go back to the source always. It's good to praise people for their ingenuity and their inventions, but don't make them the source. This person can do anything, because he or she ultimately can't. We're fallible. We're weak. We're limited human beings. But we can reflect the glory of God for all eternity if we do it God's way. It is I who arm you, though you know me not, so that toward the rising and the setting of the sun, people may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, there is no other. Now, God is not declaring that out of arrogance. He's declaring the truth. And that if we want to know the blessings of God's leadership and God's authority in our personal lives, we need to put him first. We need to yield to him. Do you? Psalm 96 tells us, give the Lord glory and honor. It's good to compliment other people on the good things they do, but the glory and the honor for all things belongs to God. He's the origin. Give to the Lord, you families and nations. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring gifts, enter his courts. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. He governs the peoples with equity. He is the source of all that is good. Will you acknowledge him? And will you live out of that truth? Will you live out of that reality? It's so easy to put self in the center of our lives. It just is. We're bent that way because of original sin. We turn to ourselves all the time. Ask God daily, Lord, I want to give you glory and honor. I want my thoughts and my words and my actions today to reflect you, to give you the honor and the glory that belongs to you. Say that. What is it? St. Paul says, I preach to myself, lest I become the castaway. I preach to myself. I preach to myself. It's worth doing. Saying to yourself, come on, get your head on straight. You're not the center of the universe. God is. Lord, all the glory today belong to you. And live out of that. Probably have to remind yourself of that about 10 times a day. But after a while, it sticks. And it makes such a difference. The second reading for this Sunday is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance in hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a long sentence, but just stop there for a moment. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance. Notice Paul saying, this is what I'm thinking about. Not about himself, but about those who were following. Those who were listening to the gospel. Those who were saying yes. That's where he put his time and attention. Not on himself. What about you? What about me? Our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power. And in the Holy Spirit, and with much conviction. That's how we heard the gospel. Are we living out of that reality? Or are we one of the millions who just don't go to church anymore? I don't see any need to do it. That's because you're focused on yourself, not on God. God deserves the honor and the glory. He deserves our obedience. He died for you that you might have eternal life. He gave up his life for you. And you say, it's not important to me. You put yourself in a very serious position. I would pray that we might all repent of our arrogance and our pride. Come under his authority and his lordship, because that's what will set us free. It won't condemn. It won't weigh us down. It will, for the first time, set us free because we will be in a right relationship with God as he created us to be. Gospel for today is Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 to 21. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. Do you see what's happened to them? Their pride has taken over. They don't like what he's saying about them. They're so proud, they're so self-centered that they can't see beyond their own noses. And now they're going to plot against the very one who created them. They don't see that, They're too blind and too deaf. Are you in that category? Look here at what happens. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher," oh, listen to this, they're piling it on. "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth, and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status." In other words, whatever degrees or titles you have, that's not what God pays attention to. "Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" See, they're trying to trip him up. If he says it's not lawful to pay the tax, then the government can come after him. Knowing their malice, he knows their wickedness, he knows their intent. Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites?" Whoa! Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? You're the false ones, not I. "Show me the coin that pays the census tax." So they handed him the Roman coin. And he said to them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" And they replied, "Caesar's." And so he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." There it is, brothers and sisters. Caesar has authority over certain things on this earth. Render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but render to God what belongs to God. Now that really angered the Pharisees. But Jesus spoke the truth. And so we have to ask ourselves the question, am I serving God, or am I just serving human beings? Am I looking to get in good, so to speak, with somebody in authority so that I can get what I want? Or am I serving my Lord and my King and doing what he asks of me? Where's my attention? Where's my energy? Where are my thoughts? You can quickly see who you're following, either God or the world. It's a very clear difference. And we need, brothers and sisters, we need more and more Catholics. We need more and more Christians clearly knowing who they are, knowing the one to whom they belong, and being willing to follow him wherever he leads, especially now in this time of confusion. Look to the Lord himself. Say, "Lord Jesus, I want to follow you today. Every day, I offer you all my prayers, my works, my joys, my sufferings of this day, for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins and for all the intentions of my relatives and friends." Pray that way, brothers and sisters. Focus on him. Let the glory be his, and you will know eternal life. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.